The name of my story this morning is God's Work, Our Hands. Today's lessons are about blessings. We usually say our blessings are the many good times and things in our life that we believe God has given us. We might say that the love of our family, our home where we live, and the food on our tables are blessings from God. So isn't it odd in today's Bible lesson quotes Jesus as saying, blessed are the poor, and blessed are the hungry, and blessed are those who cry. It's almost like when things are at their very worst is the best time to feel that God is near. Well, you may have heard the saying, God's work, our hands. When we and your mother or father reach out to help the hungry and the poor and the homeless, that is when our hands are really doing God's work. If a man would lose his job and lose his family and gets kicked out of his apartment because he can't pay the rent, and he might not be able to find a relative who would take him into their apartment, he would become homeless. Sometimes these people go to live under a bridge where they're a little bit protected from the rain and the snow. This happens in Harrisburg, and it happens in Camp Hill. Some of us grown-ups might remember Lucky. Uncle Floyd is using his hands to do God's work when he volunteers at the homeless shelter over in Harrisburg. I reckon God has blessed us with much, and Jesus expects us to share what we have with those who have nothing. Uncle Floyd knows about this because his very brother Francis left the family years ago and lived out west somewhere. And then Francis lost his job and he stopped taking his medicine. When Francis first came to live back here in Pennsylvania, he stayed at the homeless shelter in Harrisburg. Finally, Francis worked up his courage and his nerve to find his brother Floyd and speak to him. And Uncle Floyd allowed him to sleep on their sofa in the living room for a few weeks. That's called sofa surfing. And that's a real thing. Yeah. Now, Francis has been blessed to become a part of this family again. And he has his own bedroom, and he sees a counselor every other week, and he is taking his medicine again. And the best part of all is that Francis still has his job at the retirement home where Mrs. Potato Head lives. Francis runs the extraordinary, the extraordinary, gargantuan, indefatigable, unruly dishwasher, patent pending. And that's because there's a couple issues. It not only washes and dries the dishes, it automatically shuffles them right into the cupboards where they belong. Yeah. There's just a few problems with the camera. That's why, yeah. Francis had nothing. Blessed are the poor and the homeless and the hungry. God's work and Uncle Floyd's hands have truly been a blessing for Francis. And you can do God's work when you bring some food to the church here to donate to the food bank. And your mom and dad can do God's work. Maybe they could sign up for the homeless shelter next week over in Harrisburg. There are many ways our hands can do God's work. So let's get working. The end.